Yesterday we talked about Book of Romans, some of the background and the uniqueness of the characteristics of the Book of Romans. We said that it is a very profound book that is systematically explained the theology of justified by faith. Systematically, we talk about the proof that Gentiles are sinners and then Jewish are sinners. Therefore, the race of God has been revealed from heaven. And because the sinners deserve the race of God, therefore, the righteous of God also revealed. So if you believe in Jesus, you can be justified by faith. It is through your faith, by the blood of Jesus Christ, now you can be counted as a righteous person. Now, so you can see it's very logical, very systematic. And then Martin Luther looked up to the books of Romans and looked down on books of James. For the books of Romans emphasize on faith, the root. The book of James emphasize on deeds, the fruit. And we believe both books do not disagree from one another. If you go to German, read the German Bible that organized by Martin Luther, the sequence is a bit different. The last book is Book of James. Because after Augustine, they already pick up this theme, justified by faith. And Martin Luther, because of Roman Catholic, he wanted to reform the church. He believed many deeds, many things that Catholics do in history was wrong. So he tried to find out this theme from Book of Romans. But today with TCC, when we read it, we do not deny that indeed justified by faith is important in the Book of Romans. But actually, Book of Romans speak more than justified by faith. I will tell you more later on. Actually, not only justified by faith, you need to be sanctified by Holy Spirit. And then you need to be glorified with our Lord Jesus Christ in the future. So, justified by faith is a theme because it's talking about from faith to faith. And because it is from faith to faith, your journey, you shall continue to have faith. Therefore, because of faith, you can be sanctified by Holy Spirit also. Because of faith, you can be glorified with the Lord in Jesus, with the Lord in the future. So it's a process. But on these processes, of course, you need to have faith. So it's from faith to faith. But we talk about, again, deeds is also important, right? After you believe in Jesus Christ, you cannot say, okay, I have faith, I don't need to have deeds. No, because of faith, deeds will naturally follow. It's naturally follow. Even though deeds are very important, but still, Book of Romans like to emphasize on justified by faith. Why? Because actually, more emphasis on Jesus' salvation more than your own personal effort, right? If you say you're justified by deeds, of course your deeds, because of faith, you have some deeds, you do something, right? If you keep emphasizing you do something there for your salvation, then you ignore the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand me? Therefore, we have to even though deeds is important for your salvation. That's why Jesus said, those who, anyone who calls Lord, Lord, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Unless what? He abide the commandments, right? Abide the commandments, follow the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ. So it doesn't mean your deeds is not important, but you cannot say, you cannot just focus on that, because otherwise Jesus' work is ignored by you. You do everything by yourself. Now, how come apostles, why he did not fail in his faith after he denied Jesus Christ for 3 times. Why? After he denied Jesus Christ for 3 times, he still can return back and maintain his faith. What was that? Why was that? Samuel?
Holy Spirit.
Because Holy Spirit? Or because somebody prayed for him? Jesus said, Satan will sift you like a wheat. Right? Before the a rooster crow, he will deny me for 3 times. But then what was continuous? What did he say? Somebody help, please.
I already pray for you.
Right? I already pray for you. So after you come back, you should strengthen your burden. So Peter was able to continue the good deeds. Actually, Jesus prayed for him. Right? It is Jesus. Or it is because of what Jesus do. So we are justified by our belief. Huh? We believe in Jesus. Jesus help us. We focus on this. This is what Book of Romans try to focus. Huh? But to us, there are not any disagreement with these two books. Huh? No. We would like to talk about the structure. Counselors, please make sure this is in the text, right? This box, right? This box is in the text. Because if you can understand this diagram, later when you go back to the Book of Romans, you know what was going on, right? So from chapter 1, verse 1 to 17, it's an introduction and talk about a theme, especially the verses 16, 17, right? Then from chapter 1, verse 18 to chapter 11, the end of 11, systematically talk about theology of justified by faith. And the first part talk about sins. Gentile have sins, Jewish have sins, all sins. Second part talk about salvation. Now salvation have 3 parts, huh? Of course, it's talking about personal salvation, the whole race salvation. But under this salvation, actually, there are 3 parts I mentioned already, huh? Justified by faith, sanctified by Holy Spirit, and then glorified with our Lord Jesus Christ. In the future, you can have your body will be redeemed like Jesus Christ's body. This is whole picture of salvation. Right? Are you with me? Hello? Thank you. Okay. Then, when chapter 1 is ended, that means the theory part is ended. It talks about application. So chapter 12, verse 1, if you understand the theory of justice by faith, you would like to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Chapter 12, verse 1, talk about my brethren, I urge you, by the grace of God, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. So from chapter 12 to chapter 16 is application concerning justice by faith. Now between the theory and application, at the end of chapter 11, Paul ended with a praise, a psalm. Let's read chapter 11. You don't need to write down, it's in your note. Please follow your notes. Romans chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 33. After you finish all the theory or the theology part, Charles, please read. 33 and on.
33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge. unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? 35. For who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? 36. For of him and through him, and to him are all things. To him, to whom be the glory forever.
Oh, so how depth is the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord, huh? Who can be his counsel? So really, indeed, this book, Book of Romans, was later, after Paul was converted, after years of Paul's conversion, he has done many missionary in the Gentile land. Now, he knew a lot of knowledge in the Old Testament. Now he already accumulated so many experiences, and then he started to reflect what is the true meaning of the salvation for Gentile people. That's why he picked up a verse from Habakkuk chapter 2, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, concerning, wow, you know what? Hey, we are really justified by faith. Then he was able to find examples of Abraham to prove it. And many theories from both the Old Testament to prove it. And to tell Jewish people and Gentile people that, you know what, guys? Circumcision or not circumcision is not important. Most important is the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe in Jesus by obtaining his blood, by the water baptism, then you'll be okay. No need for those laws in the Old Testament. You know what? I think he also read the outline before Book of Romans. That is Book of Galatians. Book of Galatians is a very short version of Book of Romans. Write it down. Because in Book of Galatians, you can find the theme of justice by faith is also inside. But it's like an outline or short version. And it's an earlier letter of Paul. Later on, Paul was able to expound all the theory and come up with the books of Book of Romans. So how great is the wisdom of God? Who can be his counsel? His salvation plan has been hidden since the creation. Then revealed when time comes to his generation. So this is the structure. Now I will go to. Now we finish OISV, right? Agree? Any other questions? Yesterday I talked to you. We go into a little bit depth from chapter 1 to chapter 3. You know how organized the book is. And then we talk about this structure. I guess that's about the bride's appearance. Any questions so far? Now we are going to go to. We see the forest. We are going to examine tree by tree. We're going to go into chapters. Try to see if we can learn. I will use topical. Way of topical. Use a topic. Try to share my understanding concerning Book of Romans. The first topic I will share with you is justified by faith through gospel. Gospel is also a very important keyword in the Book of Romans. So let's try to examine the keywords, and then we go back to what I'm trying to share with you. You don't need to copy this. This is the only outline of your notes. Now, please read chapter 1. Separated as an apostle. What is the qualification to be apostles? Anybody knows? Huh? chosen by Jesus, called by Jesus. And one another very important characteristic is that they need to be behold Jesus, 见过耶稣的, 跟随过, 见过耶稣的. So separate by God, and for what purpose? For what purpose? Verse 1. 特派什么? Hello? Yes, thank you. For to preach the gospel of God. Now, actually, he tried to go to Rome to preach gospel. But at that time, he found he do not know the will of God. Chapter 1, verse 10. Chapter 1, verse 10. Angela? So he prayed that God will open a way that he can come to him, right? Please read chapter 15, verse 32. 15:32. He is looking for the will of God, right? So you can see the Bible is very coherent. In the beginning, we talk about this. This is introduction. Now we come to the end, right? Angela. 15:32. Again, by God's will, I may, right? I may. So he was think about that maybe God's will, he can come and go back to read chapter 1. Why did he want to go to Rome? He wanted to see if God's will allow him to go. Why? Chapter 13. Yolanda? Judiana? Judiana? Yes. Yes. 15? Sorry, 13.
I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I plan many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles.
14.
I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish.
15.
That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
So Paul actually, he planned to preach gospel in the place of Rome, right? But actually find some obstacles. Verse 13. Till this day, I still have obstacles. And at the end of the letter, it expressed the same words. 15:22. Judiana. 15:22. Yes, I have been hindered by coming to you. I really like to go to you, even to Spain. So you can see, from the beginning to the end, he expressed the chapter 1 to chapter 15. He talked about, really, he wants to know the will of God to go to you. Why do I want to go to you? Because I want to preach gospel to you also. I want to preach gospel to the place where the name of Jesus has never been preached. And I never been in your place. I want to go to Spain. I want to go to you. I want to preach gospel. So homework, homework. Homework number 5. Search the keyword gospel in the book of Romans. A good project, huh? You have 3 keywords to search, right? So you learned. After you search out, probably you will learn what I teach, what I try to share with you in this section. Now, because I search this keyword gospel, I make a sermon. I make a topic on this. So you search, and you may come up with the same sermon I have. Your analysis, and you'll notice that, wow. So the gospel, Romans chapter 1 verse 2, gospel was a promise through prophecies. When you research, you notice, wow, what is the kingdom of gospel? Kingdom of gospel is Jesus and his salvation and his cross. And you notice that, wow, in gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. What is gospel about? Gospel is to reveal what God did right. What did God do right? He sent his only son. He crucified his only son. Make his only son crucified for you and me. Go to hell. taste of death for us. So all it is that what Jesus do, the righteous of God is revealed. Therefore, Paul says that, you know what, guys? We should not be ashamed of gospel. Gospel is a wonderful thing. Everybody needs to be justified by faith through gospel. Therefore, you should not be ashamed of gospel. And then, you know what? Your gospel, the gospel I preach, is very comfortable now. The gospel I preach will be the standard for Jesus Christ to judge people. That's amazing, isn't it? Is that amazing, Anthony? When you talk to your friends, yeah, you say, hey, believe in Jesus, that's why we'll be condemned. I mean, this is the Bible, right? And according to your word, that guy will be judged. Amazing, huh? So in the last day, judgment will be according to both Paul's gospel. Therefore, you have a mission. You should preach gospel. Actually, I just copied the keyword of gospel. And this is what I come up and I preach in one of the services. Actually, this is an old topic already. I preached 3 years ago. But if you copy this keyword, you may find more than this. Right? Gospel from Book of Romans. And you can preach. Now, I'm going to preach now. I'm going to preach one by one. This is only online, right? But then you go into the detail. Let's go into detail. Try to learn together. So justification by faith, really got to through gospel. Now, talk about it's a promise through prophecy. Again, please, I'm sorry, but I know you read it already, but please read again. Chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 1 and 2 again. Maybe just 2. Just 2. 1, verse 2. Aaron from Quiz. We have 3 Aaron over here, right? Aaron in red. Oh, it's Aaron and Eric, sorry. You are Aaron. You are Sma Fan, Peng Fan, no, Qi Huan, Wei Huan, Peng Wei Peng. Wei Peng, yes. Aaron, please read, yeah. The gospel is promised, right? Maybe you should read from verse 1. He was separate to preach the gospel and verse 2. Again, verse 2.
Verse 2, which is promised before
through
his prophets and the whole scriptures.
So, gospel has been promised. It's a promise through prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So, brother, the gospel is not an accident. It's a Jesus coming to earth is a prophecy. Many people's prophecy. That's just, even it was a prophecy from our God. Please read Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. Now, after Abraham offered his son, then God blessed Abraham, right? What did he say? Chapter 22. Verse 16 to 18. I called Debbie already. Remember now. Okay, so I will bless you, right? 17. You know what? Jump to 18. Your seed, all the nation will be blessed. Seed is a what? Plural or singular? Pamela. Seeds. Our seed. Seed, right? Now, when God blessed Abraham, say, your seed, all nation will be receiving blessing from your seed, singular. Who is this referred to? Who? Where else? Isaac, all nation. received blessing from Isaac. Did Isaac do anything to us? What do you think? It's a good guess, no? Very good. Anybody like to help? Isaac. Who is the seed? Yes. Right? Jesus is the son of David. David is the son of Abraham. Jesus is the son of Abraham, right? So through this seed, all nations, therefore we are baptized in the name of Isaac. Are we baptized in the name of Isaac? No, we are not baptized in your name, right? We're baptized in Jesus' name, right? Jesus, this is a prophecy. Like, even in Abraham's age, we're already now. Please then read to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. 3:16. Victor, would you please read?
Now to Abraham his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto the seeds of the many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ.
Yes, So he promised Abraham, said, through your seeds all nations will be blessed. And this is not many, many seeds, but one. Who is this one? Which is Christ. So you can see, gospel, salvation is a hidden, it's already hidden in Old Testament. It was a prophecy. It was too many prophecy in the Old Testament. Now let's give another example. Like, please turn to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 46. 5:46. Diana? Wow! Jesus talked to Jewish people, right? If you believe Moses, because you know Moses, he was your savior, right? Moses is your savior, it's Jewish people's savior, right? Thousands ago, Moses, because of Moses, he led you guys out of Egypt, he's your savior. No, but you know what? Moses wrote 5 books, and even in his books, he wrote about me. He prophesied about me. Where is it? Where? Deuteronomy, right? It's over there, right? Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 18. Chapter 18, verse 18. So even from the books of Moses, you can read Jesus was there already. Even Moses said about Jesus. Chapter 18, verse 18. This is called prophecy. Crystal. So you can see, in among you, he will raise a prophet like you. This is God talked to Moses. God talked to Moses, like, please read chapter 18, verse 15, Stefan, so you know more understanding. 18, 15, Crystal. So the Lord of your God will raise in your brother a prophet, and you shall listen to him. This is referred to our Lord Jesus Christ. Why Moses know this? Chapter verse 17 again. Sorry, 17.
And the Lord said to me, like they have spoken.
Okay, it is the Lord talk to them, right? He will raise a prophet. So you can see, Jesus came in down on earth is by prophecy. Now, this prophecy is a plan, my brethren. It's not an accident. You know, there are about 300 prophecies in Old Testament. Talking about Jesus coming by different prophets at different time, refer to the same person, Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask you, how many information you needed to find a person? I know you know already. How many information in the internet, right? You want to look for your old schoolmates. How many information you need to look for one old schoolmates? Huh? Anybody try to look for your elementary schoolmates, classmates in the internet, and how many information you look in? I don't know, I never do it. But at least how many information you can locate a person? Try to find a person. I think, what, name? Address? What, states? Zip code? I think you find a person, right? What do you think? You can mail a person through. Or maybe if you have the email address. Even one information, email address, you are able to, if you key in your email address in Skype, you are able to locate your friends, you know? Is that right? Just one information. Now, in Old Testament, there are 300 information in different generation by different people, all point to the same person. Really, if you read Bible, if you know how to explain Bible to your friends, I don't know why people do not believe in Jesus. Impossible. Including Jesus, crucifixion, the cross was in the prophecy. Even Jesus' clothing, the inner garment, outer garment was in the prophecy. Even in his tongue, how his tongue is going to happen, in the prophecy. Where he's going to be born, in the prophecy. Where he's going to grow up, many things in the prophecy. So your homework is, fight those prophecies. You don't need to fight 300, huh? Just your counselor told me, just find it from the book of Isaiah. Ezekiel. Isaiah. From the book of Isaiah. Right? As many as you can. He was born by a virgin, right? Many prophecies. So there was a book, this book. I saw it in San Jose Church. This big, a book this big. The title is All the Prophecy in Old Testament Concerning the Coming of Messiah. Concerning Messiah. This book. I'm sorry. So your homework is only a very little portion of it, right? Actually, it's a group project, so you don't need to worry, right? So far, all my homework is group project, right? So if you are lazy, you can ask him, hey, you do it. But of course, you should not be lazy, right? So, what can we learn from this? We learn that salvation is not an accident, it's a plan. I ask people, right? How many of you can tell me why God needed to bring Abraham from Ur all the way up to Haran, nowadays Syria, and all the way down to nowadays Canaan, Canaan. Why? Why God need to bother to bring Abraham to this promised land? Why God do not want to bring Abraham to California? At that time, no America. Why God do not want to bring Abraham to China? Many of you are Asian people, yeah? Or where are you from? Adrian, where are you from?
Romania.
Why God do not want to bring Jesus to Romania? Why? I'm sorry. Adrian. Why? Honey. I think I preached this long time ago. Yes, thank you, remember. Do you remember? I think since you are young, I teach you this, right? Why? Because the name of Canaan is the... I know most of you since you are young, I believe. I know her since she was baby. Actually, I know her since she was baby too. Sorry, why do I say that? I know you guys, we grew up together. Oh no, we don't grow up together, but... when he was in CC elementary too, we were already together, right? So my point is that because the name of Canaan is what? Is the what? Belly? Navel. Belly button? bottom belly. Belly bottom. Belly bottom. Name of Canaan is the belly bottom. If you measure, next time you measure, use a ruler to measure from here to your belly bottom, from belly bottom to your toe. Oh, I never do it, but you try it. To see, this is the center of your body. Victor, you are very curious, right? Next time you measure a little bit. The Bible says this is the center. The Holy Land is the center of the whole world. Oh, Holy Land, Canaan. Canaan actually, really, it is the Gaza Strip. Gaza Strip. Gaza Strip, before the airplane was invented, Gaza Strip is the bridge to Europe, Asia, and Africa. Gaza Zolang, right? Why? Because the right hand side, east side of Gaza Strip was deserts. The left hand side of Gaza Strip was an ocean. The only bridge to connect these three continents the center is really over there, that's why God bring Abraham to land of Canaan, and then Jesus Christ was born in land of Canaan. Therefore, the gospel is able to preach through the three continents. Let me ask you another question. I want to stress, gospel salvation is by plan. By plan. Why Jesus is not born in this generation? I think I teach you this since very young too. Anybody? Yes, there's no crucifixion. In this generation, if Jesus was just come today, then he died for you, then what kind of a punishment it could be? Could be sitting on the electric chairs and Z, then he died. Then could be an injection. Then 2 seconds, he died. Then could be a shotgun shooting. Bam, then he died. Now, there was no suffering from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and got hang on the cross. And hang on a tree on the cross is a prophecy of the Bible. And by hanging, actually, you die in torture. For how many hours? Really, it's really a great torture. Really, if you want to die, which is the best way to die? You want to commit suicide, which is the best way to commit suicide? No, don't teach you how to commit suicide. If you want to commit suicide, you will try to nail yourself on the cross. That was a very bad way to commit suicide, right? Nobody do that. Because it was very painful. Very, very painful. Now, why Jesus got to die in a painful way? Because our sins are great. Because our sins are great, more sins deserve more punishment. That's why, again, we can see how much Jesus got to do for us. It's a plan, not a salvation. So what do you learn from this? As a college student or social worker, I think many of you are already working, huh? Some of you are, huh? How many of you are working already? Raise your hand. Yeah, okay. So thank God you can come back, Come back to NYTS. Really, I think it's very good to separate 1 year, separate 2 weeks. You can come here, draw closer to God. But I noticed that your prayer not as strong as before. Your prayer could be stronger. So please pray hard. You come here to experience God. If you defeat the purpose, because your time is very precious, yeah? So please try your best to pray harder. Whenever we are social youth, we are very busy, or students, we also need to learn how to plan. How to plan. Please turn to Job chapter 12, verse 13. Salvation is a plan. We also need to learn to plan. Job 12:13. 约伯记 12章 12:13. greedy. Yes. 12:13. God has counsel, right? God has counsel. God has moria. In Chinese, moria means what? Strategy. Actually, we also need to learn now. When we do stuff, we need to plan and have strategy. Please read Proverbs chapter 1. How do you obtain strategy and counsel? Huh? Chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Ready? Yeah.
For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. 5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance.
Yes. So the proverb, if you read the book of wisdom, you are able to have more counsel. Is it counsel? And knowledge. Counsel? Strategy. Brother, 十分结束是不是？没有了哈，十分结束。 OK, so brethren, you should read Book of Wisdom. Really, you can have a strategy. Next section, I will continue to stress the importance of this. Let's pray in silence.